Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Good day, my dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. I'm Brother Lawrence Barredo, and you're listening to Freedom Fridays. Our gospel reading for today is taken from the book of St. John, chapter 6, verses 1 to 15. After this, Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee of Tiberias. A large crowd followed him, because they saw the signs he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw that a large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There is a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left, so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw the sign he had done, they said, "This is surely the prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. Brothers and sisters, our reading for today tells us about the majestic miracle of our Lord feeding the multitudes. Today, there are parallels from the Old and New Testament. Moses crossed the Red Sea followed by the multitudes, while Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee. Moses went up the mountain, wherein Jesus also went up the mountain. The crowd follows Jesus. So as what happened to Moses before. Seeing the multitude, Jesus confronts the disciples with the hunger of the people and asks Philip, "Where can we buy some bread for these people to eat?" In the first Exodus, Moses obtained food for the hungry people. Jesus, the new Moses, will himself provide the same thing. But Philip, instead of looking at the situation in the light of the scripture, looked at it according to the system and replies, 200 denarii would not be enough. Philip is aware of the problem and recognizes his inability to solve it. He complains but presents no solution. Andrew, instead of complaining, seeks a solution. He finds a boy who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. 5 barley loaves and 2 fish were the daily ration of food for the poor. The boy hands over his daily ration of food. He could have said 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. What is this for all these people? It will serve nothing. Let us divide all this among ourselves between two or three people. But instead, he has the courage to give the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to feed the 5,000 people. One who does this is either fool or has much faith, believing that out of love for Jesus, all are ready to share their food as the boy did. In our reading for today, what caught my attention is that the Lord allows us to be part of His miracles. He knows our capabilities, and though we may have different perspectives on how to see things and circumstances, He in the end will show us His way. It is fascinating to know that the Lord wants us to look deep in ourselves, though presented in front of us a great deal of struggle and problems. He is teaching us to work with what we have. Philip saw a problem and compelled to say that what we have in front of us is an impossible task, while Andrew saw a boy who has in himself 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. I can say that Andrew knows in his faith that nothing is impossible with Jesus, and he has offered and showed the Lord a way, though small. This is what the Lord wants from us, to examine ourselves. He wants us to trust in Him and for us to offer to Him whatever it that we have in our hands. And though this acts so small, like a seed of a mustard, God's love and faithfulness will all be seen by the world. God makes His way and proclaims His message of salvation through us. In whatever situation it may be, the Lord provides and He fills us with His love. That day the people ate and they were full, and after that 12 baskets of bread were collected. More than the bread of this world we take, may we fill our hearts with the bread of life, the Word that became flesh, our true bread and our true provider and Savior Jesus Christ. God's love is a fountain of grace and mercy for the whole world. Again, our dear friends, we thank you for allowing us to share this reflection for you today. We hope to see you again and be with you, and that we all may receive God's living word. May the Lord bless you and keep you. This has been Brother Lawrence Barreto for Freedom Fridays. May we always be in the freedom that Jesus brings for the world. God bless.